And trust you can worship with us as we go through this part of the service. The theme there on that program Friday night wasn't here. I watched it yesterday morning. In times like these, and enjoyed listening to those songs. And Brother Brandon mentioned on that one song that, you know, sometimes there's things look way different in the middle of the night than they do when the sun comes up. And some of that is you wake up, you deal with things, maybe it goes a little bit more with age, I don't know, but things start looking bigger, and maybe sleep doesn't come as easy. And I was thinking about that. I think I thought of that verse, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, there in 2 Timothy 1:7. It's a verse that is often quoted. We probably all know it pretty much by heart. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm going to read a few verses out of Proverbs chapter 3 if you want to turn there. There's a, you know, sometimes fear, you know, we have reasons. There's a right kind of fear and there's a wrong kind of fear. There's things we fear. There's people here, I'm confident, that fear these little four-footed creatures. They fear those slithering little or big creatures. There's a maybe even a phobia. There's a it's serious. I mean, it's not a joke. You really fear those things. And you know, sometimes we react. We go. I think that sometimes in life when we fear things, there's things we fear or things we come up against that we almost, you know, we go above and beyond, or we think that, you know, we know what God really wants here. We're pretty sure he does, we know. And so we're going to make sure this doesn't happen. We have to help him. Help his purpose. And I think, true, we should be there to do what God wants us to do. We need to do the right things. But I had to think, and I was thinking about that fear. We lived in Belize there in 2007. We had a kitchen. Our kitchen was off the end, and the kitchen was pretty open. Boards and gaps in the boards and shutter windows. Nothing to close the eave off. And some of our floor out there was concrete. Most of it was concrete. Some of it was, I'd put gravel in. And so there were shelves on gravel. So there was always a little bit of a fearful thing to go out there in the dark, or even first thing in the morning, look around, make sure the coast was clear. But this little building, there was a lot of heat there, and it had these nice green vines that grew up over the end of this wood, and where the window was, right, the kitchen sink, or the bowl, whatever you use for sink there. And these nice green vines, they provided shade, they provided privacy, and it looked nice. It just felt good. It looked nice, I thought. But, you know, my wife wasn't so sure about those vines. And then these well-meaning local friendly neighbors came over, and they told her, absolutely get those vines out of there. You can't have those vines up there. There could be all kinds of critters and snakes in there. And so I did my best to save the vines and keep the temp, you know, just for all the good they did. We heard about greenery this morning and trees and some good things. But finally, to no avail. There was just too many tarantulas showing up and different things. And so away went the vines. Just all in came the sun. It was clear. You could see what was there. But, you know, that didn't stop the critters. It made it a little more visible. But it wasn't, it was after that. I'm pretty calm. I didn't ask my wife for sure if this, but it was after that we were sitting in the kitchen, and I looked down and I saw this thing coming in under the door, under her chair. And I said, lift your feet. And I'll never forget that look. And it wasn't lift your feet. It was up on top of the chair. It was just a little harmless snake. But that didn't stop him from coming in. and didn't change anything down there. So sometimes we go to extremes to make sure. And so what? There is a healthy fear, and I want to look at that some. Proverbs chapter 3, I'm going to start reading in verse 5, just a couple verses here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So trust. There is, when we think of fear, sometimes we think of the opposite of, well, what's the opposite of fear? I think it's love. And that love is trust in the Lord with all the heart. Lean not into that own understanding. You know, there is places, that's the place we go for direction. That's the place we go for, we can trust. There's so many things around us today that if we focus on the negatives, if we listen to the negatives, it just looks hopeless. What are we going to do? Where are we going? And true, there's things we wish were different. But finally, when we're part of that kingdom that we sang about there, if we're marching to Zion, if we're part of that group, we don't have to fear. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to walk in fear. We can trust. We can trust God. It doesn't mean that, you know, that we're living in, as long as we're on this side of eternity, doesn't mean that bad things won't happen to us, but it means that we know where we are. We have an anchor. We're part of something that's not going to, something that's, we can have be a part of that kingdom of heaven here that will live forever. Romans 8:15. Says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So there, it makes it clear that there will be suffering in this life. But if we're willing to do that, if we're willing to walk with him, if we're willing to be a part of that army here, we can trust that we are joint heirs together, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. And we love him because he first loved us. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Not because of the gracious things he does for us or the rewards he promises us, but simply because of who he is, the creator, like we heard about this morning. The fact is, the glorious truth is, if we believe and honor his word, if we walk by faith in love and obedience, we are promised a reward, eternal life. We can be a part of that heavenly kingdom where there is no fear or night, where God is the light. Now that song says, we sang this morning, there, Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove, there's a phrase in there, plant holy fear in every heart that we from God may ne'er depart. That is that's a healthy fear, a fear to a determination to do what's right, to walk with him, to be a part of that kingdom here on earth that will never fade away. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our kindly Heavenly Fathers, we come before thee again this forenoon. We thank you again for your many blessings. We thank you again for the sunshine this morning, and most of all for the sunshine of your love. We thank you for the opportunity to be together like this. We just pray your blessing on this service, your blessing on each one here. Lord, you know each heart, you know each struggle, you know each fear. We just pray that we might truly find our anchor in you and our identity in you. We just pray you might bless the service, bless Brother Jonathan as he shares, as he brings a word to us. Just open our hearts for what you have for us. Just pray you might bless, give him words to speak. And we pray for your people today and many, wherever they're gathered together. We know there are many places where they're gathered in fear of being disrupted or persecution. We just pray that for your protection in your direction, and just pray they might feel your presence near and your powers might be shown forth in a strong way. We just want to commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.